chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Jesus is hungry as he heads back to Jerusalem, and he sees a fig tree in leaf. When he approaches the tree, there's no fruit, no figs. There is nothing but leaves. So he curses the tree. Now Mark tells us that it was not the season for figs. So why did Jesus curse the tree? He cursed the tree because it had leaves, but no figs. And for a fig tree, the leaves said, "There are figs here." But there weren't any figs there. He didn't curse the trees with no leaves and no fruit. He cursed this specific tree because it professed to have fruit by the leaves, but it did not. Jesus says, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And the disciples heard it. The tree wasn't cursed for its lack of fruit, but for the pretense of leaves. It had the appearance of fruit, but no fruit. Now this sounds like a lot of tree talk, but this was a judgment against Israel, who had all of the religious talk, the leaves, so to speak, but none of the fruit. And it's a lesson to all of us that Jesus doesn't approve of talk without the walk. He doesn't approve of the appearance of righteousness without any real fruit. So ask God today to make you more aware of the fruit that you're bearing. Ask Him to show you the areas where you might have the appearance of righteousness, but lack the fruit. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.